04.
Soweto,
0530 Pasini Parafini Makota Pela Makota Pela Yonga Yonga Wakastoma Vipiango Akastoma Zipiango. Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio. Chongwa residents appraise government. Mukushi Dago commends Kalumbila farmers ahead of a promising harvest. In African news, a backlash grows over Liberia's new election. To present the news, my name is Blessa Chwawa. Residents of Kapete Ward in Chongwa District have praised the government for constructing a 1x3 classroom block at Kapete Secondary School using the Constituency Development Fund. The residents said the new infrastructure will help ease a classroom congestion, especially among learners in upper grades. Headman Nkondola noted that the free education policy has increased enrollment, creating a need for more classroom space, and described the development as a timely response. Meanwhile, a parent from Koto village, Mavis Nyeleti, said overcrowding has made it difficult for learners to concentrate, adding that the new classrooms will improve learning conditions. And Ward Councillor Francis Kabichi said the project was necessitated by increased enrollment after upper grades were moved from other schools, adding that more infrastructure projects would be rolled out in the area. A group of Zambian marriage counselors and an organization known as Ituna Hebo and Cultural Research has extended its outreach to Zimbabwe in a bid to promote and preserve cultural values across borders. Speaking during the visit, Copper Belt Provincial Chairperson Naomi Piri said the organization, which was established in 2010 in Kasama, has grown to cover almost all provinces in Zambia. She explained to Kumbon Radio News that the initiative aims to ensure that traditional values are upheld, especially in marriages, while cultural practices are often overlooked. Ms. Piri noted that the organization works closely with traditional leaders to reinforce cultural norms and has now set its sights on expanding into neighboring countries. She said the move to Zimbabwe is part of a broader vision to restore cultural identity and strengthen family values within the region.
This time, I want to report to the nation that Ituna Hebo and Cultural Research has been formed so that we don't lose the cultural values of our tradition and of our culture. It is known to be one of the most known organization to the chiefs in Zambia. We work hand in hand with the chiefs because the chiefs are the people who support the tradition nuns. And this time in Zimbabwe, we want them to also join us, make sure that we bring back the culture that the societies have lost.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe-based coordinator Ms. Apaguchi has welcomed the initiative and expressed a readiness to work with the organization in promoting marriage counseling rooted in cultural teachings. She said the program will help revive our values that many societies are gradually losing. And Zimbabwean youth Lumbiwe Chimanya also welcomed the development, describing it as a timely intervention in preserving cultural heritage among young people. She said the introduction of Zambian cultural teachings will contribute to strengthening moral values and identity among the youth.
Just say thank you very much for bringing this honor to Zimbabwe to teach the women here in Zimbabwe about Zambian norms and culture and values. And Chinamwali is greatly appreciated. Chinushichanya Subatwa, Neva Kazimum Zimbabwe, Shababazira Shaumba Zimba. It's really nice to delve back into the old traditional values that used to shape our grandmothers' homes and our mothers' homes. So it's really nice to introduce this to the youth. And I and my grandmother are gladly going to be pioneers to help to shift this prospect around to people.
Mukushi District Agricultural Coordinator Denny Sichula has expressed her satisfaction with how farmers in the Kalumbula area are cultivating their crops. Speaking to the media, Mr. Sichula said the current farming season shows greater promise, adding that the commitment displayed by farmers is likely to result in a bumper harvest. He further stated that the anticipated harvest will help the district meet the production targets set by President Hage Ndehijilema.
We were cultivating the crop, and I'm very much impressed by so far what I've seen, and we are anticipating a bumper harvest. That means you are adhering to the pronouncements of our president, Mr. Hage Ndehijilema. We have to reach 10 million metric tons by 2027. I am at our. Then, soybean to millet, we have to reach 1 million metric tons. So, what I have seen, I think we are in the right path.
Chifubu Constituency Member of Parliament Lloyd Luwosha has refuted claims that he has been influencing the awarding of contracts under the Constituency Development Fund to benefit close allies. Speaking to the media, Mr. Luwosha stated that he has no undue influence over the committees responsible for selecting beneficiaries under the CDF. He emphasized that the role of a member of parliament is not to award contracts and described the allegations as totally baseless.
I don't award contracts. Contracts are awarded by council. The procurement procedures are very clear in black and white at council. A member of parliament is not a member of the procurement committee. I don't work for the council. And I'm not a member of the procurement committee. How do I award a contract to somebody? Neither do I exert any undue influence on the people in the country, because in the tender committee I don't sit there. Members of the office of the president, sometimes law enforcement agencies, they sit on that tender committee, and I'm not a member. What influence do I have? It's almost telling me that, Mr. Luwosha, you have influence on Bank of Zambia.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era, Chokako, Buana Mabuana Fika.
Oh, Sondo Buana Mabuana, Nifonia.